Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The operation to find a missing tourist submersible near the Titanic wreck is expanding to include more resources and private companies with expertise in deep-sea rescuing. The US Coast Guard says the five people on board now have less than 40 hours of oxygen left. Andrew Fury is the Premier of Newfoundland, from where the dive set off.
We will be here to support this effort in whatever is required, hard assets, soft assets, emotional support, physical support, in different assets that we have in any way, shape or form we can. I'm confident that the people in Newfoundland and Labrador understand the significance of this. And my hat goes off to the hardworking women and men out there in the middle of the North Atlantic doing the hard work of trying to find these people.
The Honduran president, Xiomara Castro, has expressed shock at what she said was the monstrous murder of at least 41 people killed at a women's prison during a clash between rival gangs. She said she would hold security leaders to account. Katie Watson reports.
Videos posted on social media show a huge cloud of grey smoke rising from the women's prison just outside the Honduran capital. It's understood that a fight broke out between rival gangs, after which one gang set fire to the cell of another. Honduras has a history of deadly prison riots, and it's known for its corruption and gang violence that's infiltrated government institutions and seen the homicide rate soar. But the country's deputy security minister, Julissa Villanueva, has declared a state of emergency and promised to crack down on the violence.
President Joe Biden is meeting experts in San Francisco to discuss the promise and pitfalls of artificial intelligence. Mr. Biden told the gathering that there was a need to manage the risk AI poses to national security and the economy. He said we'll see more technological change in the next 10 years than in the previous 50. Pointing towards the misuses of social media, the president said it revealed the harm powerful technology could do without adequate safeguards in place. In February, President Biden directed US federal agencies to promote balance in their use of new technologies, including AI. Western Australia is proposing a raft of changes to the state's current abortion laws, some of the oldest such laws in Australia. The Catholic Church there has opposed the move. Phil Mercer has more.
Western Australia's abortion laws have gone unchanged for almost 25 years. New reforms aim to fully decriminalise terminations. Later term procedures up to 24 weeks would be permitted. The current limit is 20 weeks. Mandatory counselling and the need for a doctor's referral would also be abolished. There is no uniform approach to abortion across Australia, where legislation varies in the states and territories.
BBC News. The US Senate has confirmed the nomination of a prominent pro-abortion lawyer to the Federal Appeals Court in Boston. Julie Reichelman argued on the losing side of the landmark Supreme Court case last year that ended a half century of national right to abortion. President Biden nominated her a month later. Anti-abortion groups opposed her nomination. President Biden's son, Hunter, has agreed to a deal that will see him plead guilty to two charges of tax evasion, while a third will be settled without a prosecution. Hunter Biden has a history of drug abuse. Gary O'Donoghue in Washington reports on the reaction to this deal.
Republicans have been saying for a while that the justice system has been weaponized by the Biden administration. It's become partisan, that Donald Trump, for example, is treated in one way, they say, and you know he's facing federal criminal charges and state criminal charges, as we know, whereas, they say, Hunter Biden was treated very differently. And, of course, while this sort of legal process may have come to an end, or there's some dispute about that even, congressional Republicans are continuing to investigate Hunter Biden, trying to dig up documents, writing reports, because they, of course, control the committees in Congress at the moment, and that means they can shape that particular agenda.
A blast at a Russian explosives factory has killed five people. The authorities said a dozen people were also injured at the plant, located in the Tambov region southeast of Moscow. Investigators said human error was involved in the explosion. Peruvian police have arrested a former prime minister for allegedly conspiring against the state and joining an attempted coup by the ousted president Pedro Castillo. Betsy Chavez was detained at her home in the southern city of Tacna. She's denied having knowledge of the alleged coup attempt. Last year, Mr. Castillo announced he would rule by decree. And that's the latest. BBC News.